Item 12. Dr. Wessing.
This is an aside to the commissioners. Mandatory reporting is important for every fishery person in all the fisheries, but for oysters it's especially important because we're being judged by FDA for our, the amount of cases of Vibrio that we get per 100,000 plates. So when you're harvesting, those oysters are going on the market no matter what. But if you don't report, our allowance goes down. So the same number of people are going to get sick, but we don't have the protection of the accurate numbers. And if people report, the amount of cases we get per year, we seem to be in pretty good shape. If they don't report, then we could get severely penalized with the fact that we could not sell live oysters, half-shell oysters in the summer.
So it's a simple ratio of the number of people that get sick from eating oysters divided by the number of meals that are eaten. And they determine the number of meals based on the harvest that's reported. So if that's a big number,
you're safe.
We're safe. If it's a small number, they do bad things to us.
It's very important to report. We have two public hearings today on two regulations. First one being the seasons for the coming year. We talked about this last time. Our harvest is up, doing very well. The blue here is the ones that we're talking about today. That's the public ground harvest. We advertised this scenario of harvest areas and harvest times. Basically, we're keeping everything the same as last year, except for the rotation areas that we have some in the Rappahannock. And this year, Area 4 is going to be open first, and then Area 2. We made a minor modification in the regulation that we advertised for Area 4. Because we have one oyster rock up here that it's called Middle Ground that we get good spatsets every year, better than most other places we have in the river, but they don't live to be market size. So this spring when we had our replenishment program, we took that bar up there and we're going to try to shell it well, and we did that this year to have it for Wardham to get seed from instead of waiting for market oysters that tend to die from anoxia. So you can see that Area 4 now has just put a line across this area, so that one bar is not open now for the public season. And so it'll look like this as opposed to going up around in that little circle. In the York River, Area 2 is going to open. In Tangier, Area 1 will be open. And we had the Shellfish Management Advisory meeting a couple weeks ago, didn't have a quorum, discussed it with the ones that were there, and everybody was relatively happy with the seasons. But I contacted a lot of the people afterwards, and there was some talk amongst the people that were way up the Rappahannock River about the possibility of how they could lengthen their season a little bit. And they had several suggestions that we talked about, but Area 7 is the next area above the areas that we rotate, stays open each year for a short season, and Area 8 is above that for hand scrapes, and then we have a hand tong area way up the Rappahannock. We had originally said, and what we had the past couple of years was these two areas would be open in December and January, but they asked could they be overlapped like we overlap the lower areas? That Area 2 and Area 4, and so that they get 3 months instead of two. And that's, even though this area gets very little spatset naturally, we did get a spatset there in 2010, and we got a spatset there in 2012. So it's not an area that has the quantity of stocks that we see down in the lower areas that we have in rotation areas, but there's enough that for a small fleet, we think that that by overlapping them, they can have an extra month. They had asked that actually have them totally separate, so 2 months in one, 2 months in another, but there's just not enough stock up there for them to get have those areas for that long. And that area is pretty active for spat on shell and private planting, so if you run a season too long with low quantities there to harvest, then the tendency is once you've harvested what's there, then you go out looking in other places. So we're relatively comfortable in recommending that change to what we advertise for areas 7 and 8 overlapping for 1 month. At the shellfish management meeting, we had a group of watermen, and they were actually here at the last commission meeting during public comments also, from up in Pocomoke Sound near Saxis. They wanted to open two rocks that, when you look on these, this is our management area where we allow dredges in the rotation areas, but they were talking about this piece of public ground that's way up here going in the Pocomoke River, and this and the public ground right here going in the Pocomoke River.
Right on the state line there?
Hmm?
Yeah, on the state line.
Yeah, that's a glitch in our mapping. The state line is right there. It does not cross over. The actual bars do cross over, but the public grounds do not.
Is that the Fox's Islands right above that?
Below it.
It's way down below.
Way down. Yeah.
But this is way up above, way above Saxon. And we went up with them. But, you know, we told them if we'd go out and look at with them, if there was stuff out there that was worth catching, that we'd be willing to consider a season. And we went out with the watermen and checked these two areas, and there is a significant quantity of oysters there on some of it. We just took our dredge that way. We're going to go back and look with the patent tong to get a quantitative survey. But there's not a lot of shells there, but they got a good set on the few shells that were there in 2010 when all the rest of they did. And then they got a good set again in 2012. So there's two age classes, two-year classes up there at least. And so even though we can't cover today in this public hearing, we'd like to advertise to open these two areas in September. I'd like to advertise for a public hearing to add these to our harvest areas. This is public ground number 9 right here. This is public ground number 10 here. We're suggesting and want to advertise a month-long season for hand scrapes in 9 for November, a month-long season for hand scrapes in public ground 10 in December. With the thought that that you can see how active, you see all the blue here, these are all private grounds. They're being actively used. People got spat on shell on them, got regular seed on them. And so there was a lot of concern for the leaseholders about having these seasons open with hand scrapes in these areas around where they're working. But there's enough product in these areas that if we have a 1 month season, we feel like that they can stay on those areas. And the reason we want to open them up one at a time is that law enforcement and the leaseholders can properly mark their areas for one area at a time, and there won't be any crisscrossing back and forth between the two areas. So you open one, law enforcement can keep their eyes on that, leaseholders can keep their lines stuck up, have a month-long season there, and then have the second one a month later with the same thing that, because a lot of these leaseholders are the same, and if they have to keep up with keeping stakes on both sides at the same time, it'll be a big burden for them. So the thought is, I mean, the shells are in pretty bad shape up there, not been shelled for a long time. So hopefully if we get some money this year for more shell through the General Assembly, that we can add some new shells to these areas. And after this year, we will start a rotation up there where it will be one area open 1 year, one the other. But there's enough market oysters there this year that we probably should take them out before disease becomes a factor. So that's why we're suggesting advertising for both areas to be open this year for one time, and then next year we'll start rotating them back and forth. So that's basically the Regulation 720, if we want to stop there.
Bushel limits. Any changes in the bushel
limits? No change of limits. I mean, our fishery numbers are going up a little bit for our fishery people. I mean, the harvest is going up a little bit, but the fishery people are going up more. So 2011 was a very bad stat set. We got, for the rotation areas, we're in excellent shape because we had 2010 stat, they were spat set that we're going to just get to. But for the areas that are open year-round at each year, they're going to be working off a very light spat set for this year. So not comfortable with adding any more bushels to the areas or lengthening any of the areas for this year.
Any questions, Dr. Wesson?
Mr. Tanker.
I recently spoke with Joe Rasteen and Chuck Chern, RNC Seafood out of Oyster, and they asked me, well, why is it that they couldn't understand the reason why, say, Seaside Eastern Shore didn't have the same sort of harvest period that, say, the James River did. And what
Seaside has got the, except for the Handong area of the James River, it's got the longest harvest season that we have. It's got 4 months. Seaside has 4 months.
Right.
So it's got the longest one that we have except for the Handong area.
Right. So, but the, again, what's the logic for not, say, throwing in October or March?
That if they would stay where they're supposed to be, it's funny long. It's a very long season, 4 months for the amount of product that's on public ground there. If you went longer, there would be more problems. And the fact is, in October, there's really not, people really don't want the oysters. So adding on that end wouldn't make a lot of sense. You know, you could possibly think about adding some on the other end, but the season seems like it's been working well over there. I mean, it's kind of the agreement we came to with, we've really not been meeting with that group over there recently because nobody would ever come to the meetings, but we kind of got the happy medium with everybody in that group over there that the 4 months was good and it was during the time of year that they didn't have anything else to do. So that's the way we came up with the 4 months.
No, I appreciate it. I'm just looking for a little logic so that I can...
It was not arbitrary. I mean, we started out several years ago with 3 months, and then we met with them again and said, well, can we get one more month to go into the winter? And we went with that, so...
All right. Other questions? This is a public hearing. Who wishes to speak? What's that?
This is just seasons, right?
That's right. Who wishes to speak? No one? John, come on up.
Hi, I'm John Forrest from Glens Island. I'm a commercial fisherman. I worked the Rappahannock last year in October on Rotation Area 5 up there, and that season lasted less than 3 weeks because of, I don't know, I figured there was 200 boats there, but I don't know, I couldn't count them, too many.
I can't hear you.
Speak up a little bit, John.
Okay. I have two real issues with this, and one of them is, The way the oyster regulations are set up, they're spread out over several different sections of, you know, regulations, and it's too complicated to keep track of it. Can you possibly, like, put it into one document?
I'm not sure what you're asking to be in one document.
All of the rules about oystering in the whole state of Virginia. So, because people go from one area to the next. And
well, most everything is in 720, isn't it? You familiar with Regulation 720?
I get copies of all those, yes.
All of your areas are described there, all your seasons, all your bushel limits.
The first paragraph of this, it says public oyster grounds and unassigned grounds as follows. So then Milford Haven, I didn't work Milford Haven last year, but I did the year before. And Milford Haven, the year before, only about 4 acres was open down at Point Breeze because that was in a separate – it says Milford Haven is open, but then there's a separate regulation somewhere that says it's only a tiny area of Milford Haven. So according to the way I read this, all of Milford Haven would be open this year, and I'm not sure if that's true or not. And
there's a definition of Milford Haven in Regulation 720. that describes the area that will that is open.
Okay, but I mean, that's the problem, because it's, I mean, it says, this regulation says public oyster grounds and unassigned grounds, right? Then it says Milford Haven, and it looks like it says all of Milford Haven is open. That's the way I'd interpret it. And then if you have a different part of a regulation saying only a small part of Milford Haven is open.
Where are you reading from?
The notice here on what's
before. Okay, you're reading the notice. What you really need to read is the regulation. If you want to know exactly what's open and what's closed, you need to have the regulation or ask someone.
So I'll ask a question right now. Is the unassigned grounds of Milford Haven open for harvest?
No.
Okay. That solves that problem. Okay, the next one would be, there's no listing here from Object Bay. Is that on purpose or an oversight?
Jim?
That's on purpose. Object Bay is now part of the rotation between York River A, 1, 2, and then Mobjack. So it's a three-year rotation between those three.
So Mobjack's closed this year. It's outside the rotation.
Okay. The next issue I have, and it took me till yesterday to figure out why it makes me unhappy. I worked Rotation Area 5 last year in Rappahannock River, and it didn't last very long. There's a lot of shell on that area, but not very many oysters, especially not for that many people harvesting it. So this year, Rotation Area 4 will be the one. And the guy I was selling the oysters to, he was telling me about how many oysters are in Rotation Area 4. So he insisted I come back this year to harvest oysters because there's so many there. And the problem is we're on the last paragraph where they're going to take a part of Rotation Area 4 and turn it into a seed oyster only area.
Which is for Atonement, yeah.
Which was what happened to Kank Tank River. The problem I have with that is, okay, that oyster bar is a live, natural oyster rock. It gets fat all the time and everything else. And what happens is those oysters, I've talked to a couple other watermen about this, and they'd be fine with this if those seed oysters got transplanted to some other rock in the Rappahannock River that was open to the public. But that's not what's going to happen. They're going to go to some private leaseholder. They're not going to be harvested by the same people. So what you're doing is transferring public rock to private ownership.
Well, that's what harvesting does anywhere, right?
But you're knocking out one group of people that would, see, it's like the people who would be harvesting it if it was on the public ground are not going to be the people harvesting it if it's on private ground.
It's a different group of harvesters, yes.
So you're great. Yeah, but see, every time you cut down the amount of public ground that's available, it forces us into a smaller area. And we, like last year, I kept having collisions with other boats. I'd be okay with it if you pull them up and dump them out on another part of the public. You know, there's several oyster rocks around there that get good water flow and all, they live fine on. But if it's just going for somebody's private use, I'm not going to get them because I'm not going to go up there and harvest. I don't have that opportunity anyway to harvest to put on my oyster shore. And the other people I know that work up there, they're not going to get them either. It's going to go to those oyster companies that have the private shore right around there. So, in effect, I mean, the logic is you just turn the public rock into a private rock.
I don't agree with that logic, but I hear what you're saying.
Okay. I think that's all I had about this. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? All right. Pollard. Good to see you.
Mr. Chairman. Albert Pollard. I'm kind of swapping favors with Tommy Kellum, representing Kellum Seafood.
Okay.
In Arlington. And I was debating whether to speak. on behalf of Kellum Seafood, I just wanted to say that we support the proposed, not only the what was advertised, but also the amendments with Area 7. You know, clearly there are a lot of people working in small areas and with some of these rotational harvests, but it's also clear that if you look at the first graph, that harvests have been going up. It's not a perfect solution. I think in talking to staff that everybody realizes that maybe in future years things need to be bumped around. But at this point, if it's not broken, we would urge you not to fix it. And particularly don't start pulling a thread on a sweater in terms of playing with the areas at this point in time. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Good to see you. Anyone else? Okay. I guess what we're considering are amendments to 720 to incorporate the seasons that you've described for us.
Public hearing for adding two additional areas.
Right.
The next time.
These two areas. What's the pleasure of the commission? Ms. Tankard, I'm sorry.
I move to approve the amendments to 720 as staff has recommended. And additionally, I move to put forward a public hearing on areas 9 and 10, the ground areas 9 and 10, for a one-month season.
Second. Second by Mr. Plumlee. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. So your regulations approved and your public hearing for next month is approved. And now you have another issue on orange baskets.
Yeah, on our regulation 260 on pertaining to designation of seed and clean cull areas, and it's to modify our culling procedures that have up to now required watermen to put their oysters loose in a pile in the boat. They're allowed to use one orange basket to measure their bushel quota, you know, load one at a time so you can dump in the pile. You know when you've gotten your 8 or your 16 or whatever you have for your boat. For several years, the watermen have been requesting that once they have them in those orange baskets, why should they have to dump them out? They'd like to keep them in an orange basket so when they get back to the dock, they don't have to shovel all those oysters. They can situate them better in some of the small boats so the boats ride better in rough weather. And, you know, the Shellfish Management Committee has recommended it, at least for last year, and we've, you know, it's taken some time to work it out with law enforcement, but now we've come to an agreement that on how to allow them to use orange baskets as they want. They still have to make a decision. They have to use one or they have to use the other. They have to keep them loose or they have to use orange baskets. I've talked to a bunch of watermen since it's been advertised, and I haven't found any person, even in the Hantong areas, that's going to stay with the
open pipe.
Loose. I mean, even I thought the Hantongers would probably stay true to, but they're saying that they'll go with baskets. And what they'll do is they'll get their quota. If they fill them correctly, they're very similar. They still have to sell in a Virginia legal bushel that's in code. Until somebody changes that in the code, that's still the way that we sell oysters. So when they come into an area, they'll dump in their tub. There's still this way they'll tub out to get their limit. Law enforcement can cull them. Based on, they can randomly pick one or more baskets and pour into their tub and then count the oysters. And if they want to do one, if they want to do multiple, they can do that. But just like the ones in the pile, if you get a violation on one basket, the whole pile goes overboard. All the baskets are overboard, just like they would for the loose pile.
And even though you call it orange basket, it applies to yellow and red.
Yeah, ones. I mean, there's a bunch of
right, they come in different.
It's a colors. Plastic basket. We actually have put the.
We don't use the word orange in the regulation.
No, we use. But that's what. We use basket, and it's a definition of the basket's in there in the definition. The size of it.
Anything else? And this is a proposed measure. This is a public hearing. Anyone wish to comment on this measure? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. I know this is something the watermen have wanted for quite some time. We've received letters from a number of the wives supporting this. I haven't heard any opposition, really.
No, I mean, I've asked everybody. I've not, like I say, just everybody says they're going to do it. So.
Right. What's the pleasure of the commission?
I move to approve the recommended change in the regulation.
Is there a second? Second by Mr. Beck. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Jim.